You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy.
Good morning, yes.
It's nice to have you here this morning on the stormy day.
And we were just talking about Christmas mince pies.
And I was shocked to find out how much you love them.
Well, as I was just explaining, obviously if they'd meet them, I'd be appalled. But then Alice came in and said she has a creepy cousin who makes
them. No, I didn't call him creepy. awesome.
You said he dresses up as a Viking.
He's just into that kind of thing. He makes swords and stuff. And like, so back in the day, the original mince meat, it did have meat in it. It was like mince and the fruit and stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Together. That's just vile.
Someone who knows more about history, feel free to back me up or correct me if I've got slightly the wrong take. That's my understanding. And one year for Christmas, they made them. And they were pretty strange.
And he dressed up as a Viking.
This is a guy who dresses up as a Viking every day.
He's a very cool guy.
Sure he is.
Yeah.
Not every day, just for special occasions.
It's pretty darn cool.
Like Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Christmas mince pies at Southbound today. There you go.
Brilliant. Head down to Southbound, not for a record, but for the Christmas mince pies.
No, don't say not for a record, you. You can get 20% off all records
and
stuff
Christmas
today.
Mince pies.
Yeah, and in fact, even you can get 50% off secondhand records. How's that?
That's pretty damn brilliant. And I'm very excited with the tracks and artists that you've brought in today.
Yeah, we've got some interesting, odd things today, yeah. I guess. Now, the first thing is a 7-inch single, which I seem to think you've never seen before.
I've seen them, Troy, but I'm always just fascinated at these little mini records and why they have to be this small. I think it's awesome.
Okay, so this one here is by, now I'm just going to say it, I'm going to say this is a record by a band called Freak Party called Firefly. Now, pretty much no one's any the wiser if I say that, right? Firefly. Okay, in 1981 in Manchester, there was a group called Freak Party, and they were a trio, and they played sort of Parliament-influenced sort of funk jams, sort of jazz funk jams. And a lot of, you know, even though post-punk is characterized as being like this sort of dour thing, which, you know, people think, oh, it's the Gang of Four, that's post-punk. Well, there was a lot of other things happening, and there was a lot of funk influence groups happening in Britain, the most popular of which I suppose is Pigbag. But in the north, there was groups like Manicured Noise and that who were doing this.
Yeah, I can't say that I know off the top of my head of a lot of British funk bands.
There was quite a lot in the early 80s.
Really?
And it didn't seem to be a weird thing, and it wasn't a gimmicky thing. It was just what people wanted to hear.
Okay,
so we don't know anything about this band, Freak Party. Okay, well, the drummer was a man called Simon Wollstonecroft. The bass player was a man called Andy Rourke. The guitarist was a man called Johnny Marr. And you recognise two of those names as people who went on to form the Smiths in 1982.
Awesome.
Cy Wollstonecroft, you might recognise his name if you're a fan of The Fall. He was in The Fall from about the time of Ben Sinister, so that's what, 86, to about 97. Played drums and did keyboards and sequencing and that for The Fall.
Awesome.
So that's what he did. He was also in the group that became the Stone Roses. He must, imagine being that guy. I'm the guy that was in the group that went on to be the Stone Roses, and I was the guy that was in the group that went on to be the Smiths.
Yeah, it's a massive collaboration.
Yeah. So, Freak Party, what is it? Well, they didn't release any music and they barely recorded anything. They played live for about 18, or rehearsed for a long time, played live a few times. They were in existence for about 18 months. And earlier this year, Cy Wollstonecroft found in one of his flight cases, like in the lining of a flight case, a cassette. And on the cassette was a studio demo of two songs that Freak Party had done back in 1981.
Cool.
And he had to get the tapes reconditioned and scrape mold off and all kinds of things. And he could have just gone, right, let's just put it out like that. And it would have been fine. It would have been great. But then him and a producer, tell me the producer's name. It's on that record. His name is Michael. You can't read it? Okay. Anyway, him and the producer decided, well, you know, we could release this just as an instrumental funk jam, but wouldn't it be cool if we put some Hammond organ on and maybe some brass, and then let's call that that soul singer Angie Brown, who was on that great tune by Bizarre Inc. back in 91,
awesome.
Et cetera. Let's turn this weird sort of funk jam thing into like a real Northern Soul stomper. Okay, so what you're hearing is like proto-Smiths, and basically it's a case of You could have just added Morrissey and got the Smiths to this group of people. And also Simon Wollstonecraft, when he went to the first rehearsal with Morrissey, thought, I don't like the cut of his jib and I don't like his voice, so he didn't want to be the drummer of the Smiths. So there you go.
Gosh, shall we have a listen to the track? I really want everybody else to hear it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Awesome.
There you go. Freak Party, Firefly. I forgot to tell you that another guitarist plays on that as well as Johnny Marr, and that would be Craig Gannon. It was also in the Smiths for the last 18 months of the Smiths' career. Craig Gannon was in there as well.
Right. Cool. Awesome. So it's really a little Smiths party.
Yeah, a peculiar little oddity. The other song that's on the that was on the demo is going to be released as a single next year sometime.
But it's also on here.
No, that other no. What's on there is the B side of that is basically the demo version of what we just heard. The thing that was on the tape.
Awesome. So if people want to get this, how they go about it?
Go to the shop.
Go to the shop.
I think it'll be on the shelves tomorrow. I could be wrong. It might be today, but I think it's tomorrow.
It's just in record form.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
A little 7-inch.
Yep.
It's a little cutie that you can look at and be like, "That's cute." I don't know, it's just what I think about when I look at tiny little records.
Well, you can. I mean, there's even smaller ones.
No way.
Yeah.
What? My mind is blown.
5-inch.
Well, you have to bring in one of those sometime, Troy.
Maybe. All right, the next thing. The next thing that we're going to listen to is Mr. Wazo. Now, that's spelled O-I-Z-O, of course.
Yeah, crazy.
Which is, and it's just a corruption of the French word for birds.
And I'm really loving this cover.
The picture on the cover is a character called Flat Eric. right? Now, that's an 8-bit representation of Flat Eric. And Flat Eric first appeared in 1999. There was, what was Mr. Wazo's big tune? Flat Beat, I think it was. And that was the guy on the cover and in the video and all of that. So that's him.
So I want to know a little bit more about Mr. Wazo.
Well, he's a man called Quentin. I can't remember his surname. Quentin Tapui, I think. But he's a soundtrack composer and he's a film director and that kind of thing. But under the name Mr. Wazo, he does sort of like French electro house. He's from France.
Yes.
And has been doing so on and off for, 16 or 17 years. Whether the guy is like serious or not in the Mr. Wazo project, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Whether it's like sort of like knowing and a pastiche or a parody, I have no idea. But on this record, All Wet, and people are going, oh, but we heard that one with Peaches on BFM ages ago. Yeah, you did. But the vinyl of it was delayed and is only out worldwide tomorrow.
Brilliant. And we're going to be looking at Your Liver.
Yeah, we are. But first, I'll just tell you quickly about there's like, you've heard of people who don't really know about things talking about something called EDM. EDM. Okay. EDM. EDM. Okay, so you probably heard the name Skrillex. Well, he's on here.
He's on the...
Yeah, he appears on one of the songs. Not on the song we're going to hear. Also, Boys Noise, who are a German sort of... what would you say about Boys Noise? Kind of hard beat house. I don't know. But there's a lot of collaborations on this. They're not the ones I like. The one I really like, I don't think I should play because it's only a minute or so long and it sounds kind of like a malfunctioning drone loop. But the one we're going to play is Your Liver, and it's kind of goofy and it's kind of, I don't know. Should we just hear it?
I want to hear it and then let's talk a little bit more about it.
All right.
I just got to figure out what CD player I put it in, this one here.
Liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart. Give me your liver, and I'll give you my heart, heart, heart.
I really, really enjoyed that.
It's funny, isn't it? What I like about a lot of this record is it's really enjoyable and daft, like that.
It's funny, but I wanted to sing along, and I did.
You did sing along.
I did.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's other things on there with Charlie XCX singing, and it's like sort of that big dance floor type thing. But like I said, I don't know where the guy's coming from when he's Mr. Wazo, and all the better for that. I wish you could just like flip back to that one called "The One You Can Buy," right?
Yeah, sure.
Just flip back, and we'll just hear a bit of that, and I'll just tell you, and you'll hear why we didn't play it, but why I like it.
Okay, so this is the one you really wanted to play.
Yeah, yeah, play a bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that for about a minute. And
it's kind of like you're traveling through a computer.
Well, you could say that. But when we were listening in the office yesterday, and I said to Lisa in the office, what I like about it is that I can imagine this as being an acoustic composition with, you know, with a string section,
yes,
perhaps.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Violins, double bass, ooh, and that, and you know, and it would be something which wouldn't be out of place in a lot of soundtracks or as a piece of a larger classical composition.
Mm.
But also, you can think of it as just like a daft electronic thing. There's another cool thing at the end called Useless, which is basically a beat, and I assume that it's useless because he was intending to use it for something and then couldn't.
Yeah, so a lot of the tracks on here are quite short, but I feel like that works to his advantage.
That's kind of a Mr. Wazo thing as well. I don't remember him ever doing something that stuck around past its welcome. You know, he has, yep, ideas and he does them, gets to the end of the idea. That's that one, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. All Wet is the name of the record. It is out tomorrow worldwide.
Woo!
Yeah.
Get amongst that.
Well, if you like, you can like the EDM song there. EDM, what is that? Eagles of Death Metal. No, it's probably
Every
something else.
Everyday Matters.
Oh, there you go. Right, shall we move on
last
to...
but not least.
Well, certainly not least.
Certainly not least.
There was a man who visited Earth for 79 years. His name was Sun Ra, and as we know, he came from Saturn. And while he was here, he characterised a particular mindset and type of music, which was, a really open sort of collective, fun music that delivered good messages. Now, most people, when they think of Sun Ra, kind of think of late 60s, early 70s, Space Is the Place, that weird movie he made and the soundtrack with June Tyson singing on it. And that's kind of what most people think when they think of Sun Ra, right?
Yeah.
Well, from 1951 onwards, he released a lot of singles. Now, we know he released a lot of albums. There's over 130, I think, that he put out. But, excuse me, he also released a lot of singles. A lot of this, most of them were in short runs of between, I don't know, 250, 500. Might have sold them at shows. It was all on his own independent label, Saturn, so it was self-distributed. Some of them, a physical copy has never actually been found, so no one knows if such a thing was actually released. But Strut, who have put together a couple of really nice Sun Ra collections in the last 2 years or so, have put together the complete package of all Sun Ra's singles.
It's massive.
Well, that's the CD version you've got in your hand, which is three CDs worth.
Well, how much is the record version?
Well, the record version is going to be six LPs, but it's split into two releases of three LP sets. The first one is out this week, and the second one is out in March. But you can see how many songs are on there.
I mean, there's about 20 per CD.
Yeah,
so about probably even 60 to 70.
It's amazing because what I was saying about what people characterize Sun Ra as is sort of a new dimension opens up when you hear his singles output, because on his singles output there's a lot of he's like backing doo-wop singers. There's R&B singers on there. There is, in fact, a Christmas single, a Christmas song on one side and a New Year's song on the other. Not kidding. And of course, he was like, you could loosely say that Sun Ra was working in a jazz sort of idiom, but he was not really related particularly to the jazz that was contemporary to him at the time. You couldn't say this guy was doing hard bop like Miles Davis in 56, or he wasn't doing a like avant-garde like John Coltrane was in 65, anything like that. It was always, there was always a sense of other about Sun Ra because he was from Saturn, obviously. And there was a diverse range of approaches he took. He made some big band records. He did small combo records. There's the very first single on there is just Sun Ra by himself at the piano, speaking and doing an improvisation on the piano.
But it's I Am an Instrument.
Yeah, which, as you will see, also ends the record, ends the CD set, the very last thing. And I think that was another look at it he did in 1991. So basically, the CD version covers 1951 to 91, all of the Sun Ra singles.
Does it go chronologically?
Chronologically, as best as possible. There was no one really took any, paid any attention to where the studio sessions were, who was on them, and exactly what order they came in. But they come in order of release, as that Strut have put out.
I just want to ask before we listen to the track.
Yes.
Where did it all begin with Sunra?
Like Saturn, what? Obviously.
No, but what instrument, I mean?
Oh, Sunra's a piano player.
Yeah.
And a piano player and a composer and a band leader. Where did it begin? Well, when we're looking at the 50s, he had moved to Chicago and he was like involved in the Chicago live scene, which was like exploding at the time. So he could basically play most nights. But I think that's why you had like things like, you know, the one we're going to hear with Johannan, a space age vocalist, who's basically a blues shouter. You know, there would be times when he'd be backing like other singers. And by the time of the orchestra, late 50s, what we know is the, you know, the classic orchestra with John Gilmore and Marshall Allen and Pat Patrick on saxophones. Around about that time, then things had opened up for him and he could go to other places, and before, you know, Sun Ra's orchestra became a draw in itself. But yes, where did it begin from? Apparently Alabama.
I just want to know whether, I mean, early in the 1950s, did he get much of a good response to his music? His sound?
I think so. But I mean, this is a man who by then had been, you know, had been involved through the 40s playing, you know, an older style of jazz music, I think.
So he'd kind of grounded himself musically.
Well, it's funny to think of grounded and Sun Ra being in the same sentence, because there was...
I'm just meaning with like people who are listening to him. I mean, obviously some of his music, it is quite challenging to kind of like
later flow into it. Yeah, maybe. No, he was not known before he was Sun Ra.
Okay.
He had a different name, but it wasn't a name that was known by anyone. Well, it was Herman Sonny Blunt was his other name. But, I mean, he wasn't like a drawer himself. He was just like a working musician like hundreds of thousands throughout the United States at the time, cool. I think.
Shall we have a listen to the song that you've selected for us?
That was you actually wanted the one with Johannan, the space age vocalist.
Yeah, I think it would have been it would be an interesting one to listen to.
And which one is it? Are we going to play?
I can't remember what CD you made me put
in. Well, it's I Am the Sun Man, isn't it?
We are going to be listening to, it's either, what CD did we put in, Troy?
It's CD 2, which is...
Track 11.
Yep.
Yeah, The Sun Man Speaks.
Oh, The Sun Man Speaks. Mm. Okay, so this is originally came out as a single in the 50s. It was re-released in the 60s, weirdly enough, with a different version of the same song recorded at the same session, and this is from the 60s re-release.
And it's Johannan with Sun Ra and his orchestra.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Honeycomb, yeah, honeycomb. I'm the shiny sun. Shiny sun, yeah, yeah, yeah. That sun. That sun, yeah, yeah, yeah. That sun. I'm one, yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all none. Now when I left before, they say I wouldn't be back. But now I'm back, and that's a fact. They thought I was dead. They hung me by a long tree. But I came back on the third moment. I rose from the grave. The stone was rolled away. From the grave, I came back. I'm the one. Hey, 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 I'm the one. I'm the one, yeah. Yeah, I'm the one, hey, 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 I'm the one, baby, 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 I'm the one, hey, 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 I'm the one, hey, 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 I'm the sun, from that sun, yeah, 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 from that sun, better watch out, hey, 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 look out. Space people's here, they here. Look out, yeah, 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 look out. I'm back, hey, 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 I'm back, 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 back. I'm back, I'm back, baby, 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 I'm back.
Well, thank you so much, Troy, for coming in this morning. Jeepers, what a way to leave.
Yeah, Sun Ra.
Whacking that phone.
Sun Ra, the definitive singles, 1951 to 1961, is on the triple album set, which is out tomorrow. Or you can get the whole lot on the CD format.
The whole lot on the CD.
Yeah, up to
brilliant.
1991.
What an exploration it would be to sit down and listen to it all back to back, if you could possibly do that.
Well, it's only a few hours,
you know, still, like, to just sit there and really soak it up.
I'm middle-aged, so I don't have that thing about not being able to concentrate, so
neither do I. Funny, funny that. Thanks, Troy.
Okay,
bye.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.